Praise God. Hallelujah. I praise God. So tonight, I want you to turn with me in your Bibles, and I hope that you have your Bibles and reading along with me, to the book of Psalms. And we have been in Psalms so much, but that's okay. The Word of God is right on time, and I believe this is a Rhema word tonight. So Psalms 118, Psalms 118, the 23rd through the 24th verse. Psalms 118, 23 through 24. And it reads, "This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. For this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Praise God. I don't know if you knew that scripture was in that Bible, but we say it so much. This is the day which the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and continue to be glad in it. Amen. We praise God even for this day. Right now, while we have the blood running warm in our veins, and we're in our right mind, and we're able to move about, we need to give God the praise that's due his name. Why? Because this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Now, in this part of the scripture, this fresh elevation of Israel at the time was a significant importance, especially such great importance. They knew that it could not be done by man, and it could only be attributed to the work of divine providence. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. It is the Lord's doing. It literally means that it's this, that the blessings that were upon the Israelites were from the Lord. No one else could do us like the Lord. You know that. I know that. Can't nobody do you like God can do you. Amen. And see, and it's one of the most marvelous events in history. We know it, that Isaiah, the Lord spoke through Isaiah, and he said that, you know, for those that are mourning, those that are that have been sad, those that have been mourning in Zion, he says, "I've come to give you the beauty for ashes, oh yes, and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness. This is the planting of the Lord, and that he might be glorified." That's saying something to us, you and I, right now, that no matter what we're going through, how heavy our heart may be, and it's such a hard time that some of us are enduring and yet going through right now, just knowing that if we continue to praise God, give him the glory, and give him the honor, God comes through every time. If he brought you to it, he certainly is able to bring us through it. Say amen to that. This is the Lord's doing. You know, if I would take a thought tonight, and I'll elaborate a little bit later, is God made me. If you got somebody in the room with you, or wherever, in the car, whatever, or even if you're by yourself, say, "God made me. God made me." And then you can just couple that with, yes, this is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. We are made. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. God made us. Now, in Matthew's, the 21st chapter, Jesus refers to himself as the stone which the builders rejected. In other words, Jesus went to his own people, but they rejected him. They received him not. But the Bible said, "As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God." And said, but even though they rejected him, that did not stop the plan of God. So that's letting us know that no matter who don't like it, no matter how much trouble you're going through, no matter how many times you've been turned down or the doors have been shut in your face, know that God has a plan. Say amen to that. God has a plan for each one of us. Because, see, he who has begun a good work in us, oh, yeah, he's able to finish it and finish it and keep us and keep us until the day of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. See, Jesus, he became the head cornerstone. Didn't make any difference if the builders rejected him or his people rejected him. Jesus became the head cornerstone. And he said the same thing like was in the book of Psalms. He says, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Praise God. And as a result, Jesus is the rock of our salvation. Praise God. Can't nobody kick against this rock, because this rock is Jesus. He is able to keep us. He's able to sustain us. And he's able to give us whatever we need. Whatever the lacking is, God is able to make a difference. For the Lord said that on this rock, that rock Jesus, he says, I will build my church. Who's the church? You and I are the church. He says, on me, upon me, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Glory to God. Oh, my God. I'm rejoicing. I'm excited already, knowing that God made me. And see, this is the Lord's doing. I am God's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. Hallelujah. Psalm 103 says, or 103rd verse, it says, know you that the Lord, he is God. He's our God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and we are the sheep of his pasture. The next time the enemy tries to accuse you, tries to point fingers at you and tell you you're no good, you're not going to make it, or God don't hear your prayer, you just need to know. Begin to praise God. Begin to say, Lord, I am your sheep. I'm the sheep of your pasture. Hallelujah. And the scripture tells us the Lord is our good shepherd. He's our shepherd. And as a result, we shall not suffer lack. We shall not want. Amen. Praise God. See, God knows what we have need of. Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. For he will supply every one of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He knows. He knows you might need some strength. You might need more joy. You might need a job. You might need clarity. Just say, Lord, when I get in your scriptures, just open up my understanding. God knows what we have need of. He knows some need friendship. Some just need peace of mind. Some we need a comforter. He's a comforter. He knows what we have need of. God made us. He made me. And yes, marvelous in sight. Hallelujah. See, God said in the beginning, take it all the way back to Genesis, he says, let us make man in our image. Think about it. And after our likeness. And then let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. This is God's command. And he said, not only that, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Praise God. God made us in his image. He said, God made me. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made according to his word, according to his likeness, according to his image. Let us, he says, and that's God the Father and God the Son. He says, we are made in his image and we are made in his likeness. And don't let anybody tell you anything else different. People don't even want us to teach our children in school anymore where they came from, that we are made from God. We are made in his image. We are made in his likeness. So therefore, it's very important that you and I, we instill truth in our children. How else would they learn? And if we don't tell them, how else will they learn? If you don't bring them to church, you don't bring them to Sunday school, they are not going to know, because the world has their own system. And the enemy knows that we are living in the last days. My God, my God. So how much more do we have to build up our children, encourage them, love on them, and teach them truth? Because when you teach them truth, they will grow up in truth. When you teach them truth, they know how to stay free. They know how from where they come and where they're going. Say amen to that. Glory, glory, glory to God. I'm excited. God made me. Oh, yes, it is. And we're marvelous. Marvelously made. Hallelujah. Praise God. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Everything he made, God says, yes, that's good. It's good. It's good. So the enemy has a way of playing on our mind, playing on our spirit. There's some, you know, maybe perhaps you were born out of wedlock. But guess what? You're not a mistake. No way. We are made for God's glory, every person, to honor him and to magnify the name of the Lord. Praise God, praise God. For the Lord says, let everything means everything, that have breath. He said, come on, praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Give him the glory. Hallelujah. Why? Because you and I, we were born and to give God the praise, just glorify his name. Glory to God. And we were purchased by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. He paid for us. He took our place on the cross. He is the propitiation for our sins. Hallelujah. He took our place and all the stripes that were on his body. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are delivered. By the blood of Jesus, we have been made whole. We've been set free. Glory to God. Say that I've been set free. Look at me. Look at me right now. Look at me. Say that out loud. Look at me. I've been set free. I've been delivered. I've been set free by the blood and the power of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So listen, the next time the devil accuses you of being no good and your life is worthless, you can tell him, I am a child of the King. I'm the King's kid, a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. For we know that in him, in God, we live and we move, and we certainly have our being. See, God's love, his perfect love, has liberated us from the bondage of sin and hell and destruction. That's the kind of power that's in the blood of Jesus. Although Jesus died over 2,000 years ago, the blood still works. Glory to God. The blood still has power to deliver and set free. The blood can deliver and just set free where nothing else can set free. Hallelujah. It's the blood of Jesus that never, ever runs dry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it can go down to the lowest valley. Somebody might say, I was really low, and the Lord had to reach way down and deliver me. Oh, my God, but he's just that kind of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that all we have to do is believe in him, and that we're not going to perish, but we will have everlasting life. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. So you say, I am a child. I'm a child of the Most High God. God made me, and it is marvelous. This is the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. You may say, well, think about it. Some might have been just had a hard heart. But see, this kind of God, Jesus, he's able to take out that stony heart and put in a heart of flesh. And you might have been filled with hatred. He knows how to turn around and give us love. Because everyone who is born of God, he loves like God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. We have the love of God in our cells, within us. Hallelujah. So therefore, God, stay liberated and stay free from the bondage of sin. And understand that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper, not able to keep us, sustain us. Oh, yes, he is. And though we do all sin through Christ, who gives us
lead you. He will sustain you. He will help you. He will help you know the service you will be bringing forward. And let it come. Hallelujah. Keep pushing and believing God. Think of the Spirit. Pray until something happens. And return back in void. But it will accomplish everything that it set out there to do. Praise God. So you know that God made you, begin to rejoice. You know that that this is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in our eyes, begin to give God to praise. Understand that every single day you get up, we don't feel good all the time. Sometimes you feel really heavy and tired and don't even feel like getting out of bed, but you better understand this. You better know this, that this is the day which the Lord has made. And we have to rejoice. We need to rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight, in our sight. God made me. Hallelujah. God made us. Hallelujah. And again, look at yourself in the mirror. Look and say, God, look at me. I have been set free, and all my sins have been washed away, and my nights have been turned to day, all because Christ has set us free. Oh, yes, yes, he has. And understand that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God made you. Think about that. God made me. Hallelujah. We are our Savior is Jesus Christ. He is that rock. Hallelujah. He's that stone that the builders rejected, so he said. But he is that cornerstone. He is the head of our lives. Hallelujah. And he said himself, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous. And his sight. Glory to God. I want to play a song. And it says, look at me. I've been set free. Hallelujah. Let it minister to you a little while on tonight. Look at me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Begin to rejoice. Put your hands together and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. It's time to rejoice.
Look at me. I've been set free. Because
made free. He's walked away. Hallelujah. This is a new day. This is a new time. God, Christ has set me free.
This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. God made me. Praise God. I hope you're rejoicing tonight. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, God, we just praise you. We thank you, Lord, because you are the one that made us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith, God. We look to you, God. We look to you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, God, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, God, because we are your children, God. We're the sheep of your pasture, God, and we glorify you. We just thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. Where would we be had it not been for you, had it not been for your shed blood on Calvary? Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for deliverance tonight. We thank you, Lord, because we are made complete in you. Hallelujah. In you we live, we move, and we have our being tonight. All that we need is yours. Hallelujah. It's ours, God. It's already ours, God. Glory to God. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for freedom. Hallelujah. Because we know that he that the Son set free, we are free indeed. Hallelujah. And that we don't have to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Because look at us, Lord. Look what you have done. You have set us free. All our sins have been washed away, God. God, we just glorify you, Lord. We thank you, God, no matter what is going on and no matter what the situation is, you said to us, in all things, to give your name the praise. And that's what we're doing tonight, God. God, I praise you, Lord, for every person that's on this prayer line tonight. I praise you, God, for every person who will listen to this word tonight. Well, thank you, Lord, even for every person's name that's on this prayer list that we have before us, God. You know everyone. God, you know them name by name. You know their individual circumstances. You know their family. You know all their offsprings. Oh, my God, you know all about us. You know us, God. Hallelujah, like nobody else knows us. Father God, Lord, I ask that you would meet every single need tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, God. Do it for your will. Do it for your glory, God. There's some that need healing, God. Lord, continue to heal, Lord. Continue to give complete healing tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Elizabeth Lee, God. We thank you, God. She has come this far by faith, leaning and depending upon you, Lord, standing on your promises, Lord. Strengthen, God, in the name of Jesus. Give her a Holy Ghost boost tonight. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you, Lord. We believe you, God. We believe in you, God, for Patsy Llewellyn, God. Oh, my God, we ask that you would just heal, God, deliver and set her free. Free, God, in the name of Jesus, raise her up in the spirit, God, encourage her heart, God, help her, to look to you, God, hallelujah, you are, God, you are her strength tonight, you are her peace tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm asking, Father, that you, God, will just touch Mother Catherine Woodson, God, oh, God, strengthen her, God, oh, my God, give her all that she needs. Sustain her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give her a hunger and thirst after righteousness, Father, that she will look to you, that she will look up and receive strength and peace tonight and healing tonight. God, I'm asking that you touch every single caregiver, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen, Lord. Encourage, Lord. Meet every single need, oh, God. Give strength tonight. Night. Hallelujah. Encouragement like no one else can encourage, Father. In the name of Jesus. God, there's so many people that are sick And they're going through, Father. They're sick, God. Some sick from COVID. Some sick, God, just different things in their bodies, Lord. God, you already know. God, you already know. Father, in the name of Jesus, you told us to pray. Call on those that can pray, God. And that, God, we would lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You would raise them up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, God, for all of our pastors and ministers and bishops, Lord. Oh, God, the leaders, God, oh, my God, strengthen them. God, speak to them, God. Give wisdom and direction. Give vision, God, because without vision, the people will perish, God. Give vision to your leaders tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them a hunger and a thirst after righteousness. Our leaders, God, they need a boost of the Holy Ghost, that they will be empowered to stand in this last and evil day, God. Help them, Father, to put on the whole armor of God, that we will be able to stand against the fiery darts of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, every lay person, God, oh God, strengthen every member, every church member, God. Father, strengthen, Lord God. Give them a boost, Lord. A fresh anointing, God. A hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, God, help your church to stand and be the church, God. God, help them to hunger and thirst after righteousness, Lord. They will seek you with their whole heart, God. For you say, in the day that we seek you with our whole heart, then we shall find you, Father. God, I pray, I intercede on behalf of all that are on this line, even their family members, all that's connected to them, God. Oh, God, I intercede on their behalf, and I'm asking you, Lord, fix us, Lord. God, we're maybe we have sinned. Maybe there's been some shortcoming, God. Maybe we've missed the mark somewhere, Lord. We ask for your forgiveness tonight, God. We ask you, God, to wash us clean, God. Renew the right spirit in within us, God. Give us a mind to serve you, Lord. Give us a mind, God, to give you our all, to give you our best praise, Lord. Oh, Father, let us praise you, Lord. Let your praise continually be in our mouth, that we will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. That we will, God, we will trust you, Lord. We will commit our ways to you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord, that everybody on this line, if they're not real, that this night forward, that they know that you made them, that they know, God, that they were fearfully and wonderfully made, that we are made for your glory. We are made to glorify you. We are made to live according to your word. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, for your kindness, Lord, for your tender mercies, God, the mercies that are brand new every single day. Father, you said that you have given us everything pertaining to life and everything pertaining to godliness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your patience with us. We thank you, Lord. God, fix the thing. Fix us. Fix us, God, tonight, Lord. Make us what we need to be, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we just continue to praise you. We would continue to glorify you, Lord. And Father, I will pray for the graduates tonight, for all that have graduated. God, even yet to walk across the stage. Some are even on virtual. Father, no matter who they are, you have blessed them to go through this COVID period, God. They still were able to graduate. They were still able to learn and achieve. Bless our young people, Lord. Oh, God, we pray right now for every one of them, God, that you will open doors, God, in spite of the doors that the enemy tried to close in their face. Oh, God, that you become real to them, Lord. Hallelujah. That they will seek you. They will seek you early, Lord, with a pure heart, God, Father. We pray for our young people. We pray for our children, Father. Oh, my God, that you would just keep them, God. And we know you will. We know you will because it's a promise. You promise that our household would be saved. Not only would we be saved, that you promise to save our children. children, hallelujah, and that all the blessings that you have upon us that will just go down to our children, will pass down to our children and to their children. We pray for the children. We pray for the sons. We pray for the daughters tonight. We intercede tonight. Glory to God. We feel your anointing. We feel a fresh anointing in this place tonight, God. We thank you for every person on this line that's agreeing with this prayer. They're saying, Lord, we believe you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we need you. Glory to God. We can't make it without you, Lord. But God, we thank you. We thank you because you'll never leave us. We thank you because you'll never forsake us. But you are with us always, even to the end of the world. We thank you, Lord, because you are God and that you have made us and that we're fearfully and we're wonderfully made. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our brothers and our sisters. We thank you for all those that have rule over us. We just thank you. We just praise you. We bless your name. We will bless you, God, at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. We thank you, God, and we praise you. We believe it. We're standing on your promises, and we thank you for the answer. Hallelujah, that all the needs are met. God, those that are sick will say, I'm well. Those that were weak will say, now I'm strong. Hallelujah. Those that didn't have much faith, it says, I believe God. Hallelujah. Those, God, that didn't seem to be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel, they could say, by faith, it is done. I receive my answer in the name of Jesus and for his sake, for his glory, in Jesus' name. And everybody on this line, say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, say amen, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
If you believe God, say amen, hallelujah. Come
amen.
Ahead, nobody
hallelujah.
Can praise him for you.
Thank
you got to reach in for yourself, begin
thank
to praise
you.
God, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Look at me, I
thank
have
you.
Been set free, hallelujah. God
hallelujah.
Is a good God. Oh, yes, he is,
thank
hallelujah.
You,
and I praise
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Glory
thank
to your
you,
name.
Jesus.
We glorify
hallelujah.
You. Lord, we're not
thank
ashamed
you,
to praise you. God, but we will praise
thank
you, Lord.
You,
we will praise you when the chips are down. We will praise you
yes,
when everything
Lord.
Is all right. Hallelujah. We
hallelujah.
Glorify your name.
Thank
glory
you,
to God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know you have to feel encouraged tonight. I'm
thank
hallelujah.
You,
I'm blessed. I'm encouraged
you,
tonight.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I praise
glory
God for again,
hallelujah.
Everyone that's
thank
on this
you,
line
Jesus.
Tonight. May you continue
thank
to
you,
be
Jesus.
Blessed. Hallelujah. May you continue
hallelujah.
To look to the hills which cometh your help. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and Miss Betty Ann Davis, may you continue to be lifted in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Continue with the healing of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
and amen. God bless
amen.
You. I love you. Pastor Bowley loves you, but God loves you more. Hallelujah. Thank you for being on the line tonight. Keep looking up.
Thank you.
All of our help comes from the Lord. God bless
yes,
you,
sir.
And have a blessed night. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how, because one time I wasn't on there, and she called Geraldine to check was it all right. But then she didn't see me online, so I guess so, from somewhere. But not on the pastors. The one that pastors us can't see me, because that's on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, it's got to. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay.